Hello, everybody. This is Gerald Celente, and it's Thursday, March 7th, 2024. And here are some of today's trends in the news. And remember, the trend is your friend. And we're giving it to you like nobody else, anywhere, anyhow. So let's start off with the markets. Well, they were up today. Happy days are here again. Yep. You know what that is. Well, hey, that's all right. It's the markets are going up. The markets are going up. So what we got? China splurges on gold for a 16th month. This is from Bloomberg. As prices hit records. Oh, yeah. Let's see. Gold today is $2,160 per ounce. No surprise to Trends Journal subscribers. Here's one of your top trends for 2024. You got it. Golden days. A golden year for gold. It's just the beginning. Oh, and you know why gold prices are going up? Because everything is so nice in the world, and it's a safe haven asset, and everybody feels so safe and secure with the Israel war expanding and the Ukraine war. Keep trying to heat that up. But the big bottom line is what we said. And now they're saying it. The Fed's going to lower interest rates this year in the run-up to the presidential reality show. And that's all it is. It's a shit show. I like Trump. I like Biden. You know, fuck off. I don't like any of them. Do what you want to do. I don't tell you what to do. Don't tell me what to do. And hate me because I don't swallow your shit. Okay? So, they want to keep Ms. Faccia Brutta, Janet Yellen, the former Fed head, as Treasury Secretary. So, they're going to do everything they can because the Feds are running the government. Got it? Got it? So, they're going to lower interest rates. The lower interest rates go, the deeper the dollar falls. The deeper the dollar falls, the cheaper it is for other countries with other currencies to buy gold because it's dollar-based. And there is real concern among a lot of people and a lot of nations. And by the way, you're also seeing other countries as well, according to the World Gold Council. Central banks bought 1,037 tons of gold last year, just shy of the all-time high of 2022, and it's going to a new high this year. There's a strong case for record buying by countries including China, Poland, and others, it goes on to say. And there are a number of central banks buying combined total of 1,000 tons a year. They know how bad things are going to get. So again, we don't tell you what to do. We give you our trends analysis and our trend forecasts, and you know the deal. Think for yourself. This is really hardly reported in the media today. You go to CNBC, it's nothing anywhere that's coming up much. U.S. trade deficit widened in January, but more than forecast. Yep, it's up 5.1%. So we're buying more, selling less. Everything is perfect. The markets are going up. It's great. German factory orders slump. Yep. Again, barely reported. Data released Thursday today. Again, Bloomberg showed an 11.3% decrease in demand in January from the previous month. The protracted downturn in Germany's outsized manufacturing sector is weighing on the overall economy. No kidding. We've been writing about this now week after week, month after month, year after year. Germany is almost essentially in a recession. And this is the largest economy in Europe and the third largest in the world. Oh, the market's doing great. Everything is fine. This is very, very serious what's going on over here. And again, we've been writing about it over and over and over about what's going on in Germany. Very serious. Canadian business insolvency soared to the highest level in over 20 years. Canadian business insolvencies on market, blah, blah, blah. Let's see. The insolvencies increased 42% than the final month before. Compared to the same time last year, 129% jump. Everything's fine. Can't understand why gold is going up. But I can't understand why the market's going up. It's a rigged game. And, the, you know, Gregory Mannarino makes it really clear. You read the article in this Trends Journal. He's saying where the markets are going to go. And again, your Trends Journal, you subscribe. It's the grand total of about $2, a little over $2.50 a week. The toilet paper record, you got, $4. Look at this fucking shit. Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley declined to endorse Donald Trump, challenging him to win over the moderate Republicans who supported her. With Haley exit, election rematch begins in earnest. Mickey Mouse against fucking Donald Duck. And every fucking page, one after another, they got over here. Loser Nikki Haley. I mean, it's a joke. It's a joke. Yeah. Look, look. Two fucking pages. She's gone. So we're giving you $2.50. You just listen to what we said with gold. Oh, and Bitcoin. Oh, on top of that, one after another, you get your money back in by about 7 million percent. So going back to the Haley crap, how much fucking money was spent on this loser, which was a loser right from the beginning? So there you got it. Wasting all this money on a useless campaign. And by the way, I know a little thing or two about campaigns. Love blooms on the campaign trail. That's me back in 1971 with my former wife, Marianne. May she rest in peace. And how we met when I was working on political campaigns in Westchester County, at that time the richest county in America. I designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology on how to run political campaigns, and I taught it at St. John's University. The people in the business of the campaign business, and I was the assistant to the Secretary of the New York State Senate because they were grooming me, and they sent me up there. I hated it, and I quit after a year. And I got to see who was running these shows. They're a bunch of losers. It's a fucking freak show. And the freaks are in charge. All this fucking money wasted and hearing this fucking bullshit day in and day out when you knew she didn't have a chance of coming anywhere. But anyway, spend $4 for the toilet paper record and read more. Moving on. Nordstrom shares fall 10%. And what else do we have here? Victoria's Secret falls most ever. No, only down 28%. Foot Locker, Matt only lost 30%. Who else do we have over here? Hugo Boss isn't a boss anymore. Their stocks plunged 13% on pessimistic sales outlook. Again, we've been writing in the Trends Journal week after week about what's going on over here. And again, they're only reporting the highlights and not much of the lowlights. And it's going to go low because, you ready? Layoffs rise at the fastest rate for February since 2009. So this is Challenger Gray and Christmas. 2009, you mean at the height of the Great Recession? Or as we called it, the Panic of 08. And I took that domain name out in 2007 and called it. Yep. A total of nearly 85,000 planned cuts showed an increase of 3% from January and 9% from the same month a year ago. Challenger experts say companies often cite restructuring plans. Yeah. That's bullshit. And the AI only got 5,000 jobs, roughly, a little less. But that's just the beginning. Again, one of your top trends for 2023 was AI, we own you. This is real, and it's going to happen, and it's going to increase. It's just the beginning. Trends are born, they grow, they mature, reach old age and die. That's right. So what else do we have here on the economic front? BYD cuts prices of its cheapest EVs. They're that Chinese company that's backed by Warren Buffett. Then you have electric vehicle sales makers see China's sales slow in February. Oh, EVs are going down, huh? I guess that's another one of your top trends for 2024. EV, go F you. Again, we've been calling this. Nobody else. We've been saying it from the beginning. All the facts are there week after week after week. We're giving you what nobody else is giving you, any place, anywhere. And by the way, we're getting blacklisted. So please do what you can to hit the subscribe button, because people aren't getting notices anymore. They don't like what we write about. And I can't say the word, because then I'd be called an anti-Semite. So I don't want to say that. And people, I'm getting all this hate mail, people calling me an anti-Semite because I hate genocide. And I don't hate Jews. I hate anti-Semites, or make that genocide. So don't call me either an anti-Semite or a Jew hater. That's bullshit. I hate genocide. So they're contacting YouTube and others to try to blacklist me. Just want to let you know what's happening. So please support us, because we're supporting you, and they hate the truth. Yeah, this is from the only story on CNN about the genocide going on in Gaza. Quote, "We're not allowed to cry. Released Israeli hostage describes, quote, the hell of being held in Gaza." I'm sure it was hell being held in Gaza. Right now, it's hell in Gaza. Over 30,000. This is terrible what they were doing. Totally opposed to what Hamas did. Really make that clear. And I'm totally opposed to what Israel's doing. Over 30,000 people dead. 40% of them children. They're starving. Places being destroyed. All under the bullshit name. We're getting Hamas. Who the fuck are you talking to? Well, we're talking to the public. Here. Top story in Euronews. EU condemns, quote, reckless and, quote, vile attack on Ukrainian city of Odessa. How come EU isn't condemning reckless and vile Israeli attacks on Gaza?
Why, you anti-Semite, Salenti? Why, how dare you say that? They can do anything that they want.
Because the United States gives them all what they need to make it happen. Yep, you saw the article coming out. White House attempts to hide arms shipments for Israeli genocide. Oh, that's not my language. That's from the World Socialist website. It was reported by the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal that the Biden administration has worked to hide weapons transfers for use in Gaza by splitting them up into 100 separate transactions, falling below a minimum threshold for reporting to Congress. Isn't that nice, huh? As our country is rotting to shit, as people living paycheck to paycheck, as migrants are flooding into the country, as the infrastructure keeps rotting, America keeps going to war, as the nation keeps going down. Israel approves construction of 3,476 housing units. This is from in the West Bank settlements. They're not settlements. It's stolen land in violation of the Geneva Convention. Oh, I'm an anti-Semite. That those lousy Geneva Convention people, they're anti-Semites. Why, how dare they say that Israel is in violation? And the UN in violation of Article 242 of stealing the land? Why those UN are anti-Semites saying that? That's the shit that they throw out. This is stolen fucking land. And by the way, this is not being reported in any, pick up today's Wall Street Journal, pick up the New York Slime, pick up any one of them, nothing. Not a word. Not a word. Not on the Cartoon News Network, CNN. Nope. And they got more coming. More coming, stealing their land. And going on to even more, what's going on to this war ramping up, this little clown boy, little guy with no fucking dick and fake hair, little Cazzone Macron, little shithead over there in France. Again, this is World Socialist website. In Prague, French President Macron repeats call to send European troops to Ukraine. And I love the line he goes here. He said to Czech Republic, "We are at a time in Europe where it is fitting not to be cowardly." Hey, little fuckface. Cowardly? You mean sending other people to go fight? You're a coward if you don't go fight. You couldn't fucking fight shit. You're a little nobody of nothing, just like all of them. Adam Schiff. Oh, he's becoming a good enough for senator. Little Lindsey Graham. Chucky Schumer. It's a shit show around the world. There's a little ball who's fucking fuck-faced coward, Macron. And he's ramping it up. My comments were clear. For 2 years, we have repeated at each press conference that war has returned to the European soil. No, it hasn't. This is going on in Ukraine. It's been going on again. We wrote about this. The United States overthrow the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in 2014. America's backing off on its pledge given by to George Bush Sr. to agree upon the breakup of the Soviet Union under Gorbachev that NATO would not move one inch further. Back then, oh, Sweden just got into the UN now. So back then, there were 16 NATO countries. Now there are only 32. Just doubled it up. And again, yeah, Macron's attempt to blame the war entirely on Russia aggression is a lie, flagrantly contradicted by his comments. Yep, it's right here. They're saying the truth. You know, we were talking before about what's going on in Israel. This just came out. 27 detainees have died in custody. This is from Haaretz, so not anti-Semite. 27 Gaza detainees have died in custody at military facilities. The IDF did not detail the circumstances for the death. Could you imagine if it was the other way around? It's disgusting what's going on. Oh, Pentagon claims economic bonanza for arming Ukraine. Isn't that great? The Ukraine conflict. And they go on to say that Austin, this Lloyd Austin, who formerly killed people in Iraq and in Afghanistan as a, when he was in the United States military, General Austin, these investments have expanded, facilitated, and created jobs for American workers. Isn't that great? Isn't that great? Sending our arms to go killing people and bragging that it's creating jobs. Again, in total disgust of five-star general, supreme commander of the Allied forces, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who warned that the military-industrial complex is robbing the nation of the genius of the scientists, sweat of the laborers, and the future of the children. And ramping up the war, several reported dead. An explosion at Iranian refinery. This just happened. They blew up gas pipelines a couple of weeks ago. Israel's ramping this war up. Of course, we don't know who did it yet, but we'll find out, of course. IDF carries out airstrikes against Hezbollah. Keeps ramping up. National Guard to be deployed in New York City subway in crime crackdown. Isn't that nice? Spending some $21 million to do it. You're going to check your bags. And that's going to be fun to go on the subway, night in Calcutta. Not one word in this article by ABC News that none of this existed before the COVID war. None of it. Crime was not where it is now. When people lose everything, I said, and have nothing left to lose, they lose it. And we're losing it big time. So please do what you can to support us because we're doing everything we can to support you. Subscribe to the Trends Journal, trendsjournal.com, if you want to read history before it happens and profit and prevail and prosper in these very dangerous times ahead. We're doing everything we can to help you. Thanks for tuning in.